Nolte, according to Democrats, it's okay to storm a mosque during worship service. By John Nolte on January 20, 2026. Democrats, including a state attorney general, are all over the media saying it's okay for protesters to storm a mosque during a religious service. Obviously, they are not saying that in those precise words. But when a scumbag attorney general like Keith Ellison, DMN, says that anti-ICE/pro-rapist murderer child molester protesters storming a Christian church during services for the express purpose of disrupting and intimidating attendees is First Amendment activity, he's saying it's okay to storm a mosque to disrupt an Islamic worship service. Why? Because there is no legal difference between the two. If it's legal to storm a church to disrupt and terrorize, it's legal to storm a mosque to disrupt and terrorize. Here's Ellison giving everyone in Minnesota the green light. Here's a former network news anchor saying we had a First Amendment right to storm a mosque and disrupt a worship service. Here's Minnesota State Representative Lee Fink, a lunatic who pretends to be a woman, calling for more worship services to be disrupted. That would have to include mosques, right? Now, I would never dream of or do anything other than condemn someone who stormed a mosque. Nevertheless, my point is a fairly obvious one. And we all know how scumbag Attorney General Keith Ellison would react if a mosque in his failed state was stormed and disrupted. Democrats have no principles other than doing whatever is necessary to achieve their fascist goals of a giant welfare state full of slaves dependent on the state. Their brazen hypocrisy and galling double standards are part of the plan. They want us enraged, caught off guard, and sputtering at their goal. This is what we are up against, not the loyal opposition, but people willing to embrace evil to achieve monstrous political goals and hold on to that power. Already, Minnesota Democrats have imported hundreds of thousands of third world welfare queens, many of whom are allegedly part of a massive welfare fraud scheme, just to hold on to power. Seriously, go storm a Minnesota mosque and see what scumbag Attorney General Keith Ellison says about that. See if CNN accepts your First Amendment right to storm a mosque as a legitimate premise for debate. Again, I don't want anyone to storm a mosque. You get my point. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.